Siman Kuf Pei Tes, which is a fairly large Siman, and we are running out of time. We'll only have opportunity to discuss some highlights. The three major types of vestas that concern us on a regular basis are a vest aflaga, a vest to see at an interval, a vest achodesh, a vest on a given day of the month, and an onabeinonis. As we alluded to in the past, onabeinonis is relevant absent a vest kavua. In most situations nowadays, a woman does not have a vest kavua, so if all she has is a vest she'ena kavua, onabeinonis becomes relevant. What is an onabeinonis? So it says here in Sif Aleph, Kofetas Aleph, Kol isha she'ein la vest kavua, chosheshes liyom lamed liriyasa, shehi onabeinonis l'stam nashim. So a woman that does not have a vest kavua must treat day 30 as an onabeinonis, as a yom haves. In the eshla, vest kavua is man yadua, mikaf l'kaf, mikaf el kafe, chosheshes is man yadua. If a woman does have a vest kavua, so she has a haflago kavua, so then she does not have to be concerned about an onabeinonis. What is the basis of onabeinonis? So the Mishnah tells us in Nida Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, Kol Anashim Becheskes Tara L'Baleihen. So women are presumed to be Becheskes Tara without a bedika. Habayim in a derech Nishayhen Lehen Becheskes Tara. And even if a man comes back from a journey, his wife remains Becheskes Tara, even though he hadn't seen her in the interim. Gemara asks, Lamale Lemisni Habayim in a derech? What's the chiddush of the seifa? Sagadai Zechamina Hani Ni Lehecha De Isei Bevasa. So maybe it's only where he's around, he's in town, the Ramya Nafshei of Badka, where we can assume that a woman would have been bodekas if she had any question about her status. Avalhecha de lesa b'masa de lo Ramya Nafshei lo. So maybe you'd have thought that if the husband's out of town, so the woman isn't expecting her husband anyway, so she's not as conscious about her status and would not have performed the bedika. Kamash malan? Okay. Amrish Lakish Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya Vahu Shaba Umatza Bisof Yemei Onasa. So this is only true that a woman remains Becheskes Tara when the husband comes back from a journey, if he comes back Bisof Yemei Onasa. So what does that mean that he comes back Bisof Yemei Onasa? Rashi writes over here Lamid Yom Liriya. So she only remains Becheskes Tara if the husband comes back within 30 days of when she had her last Re'iyas Dam. Aval la'achar lamid baya bedika. But if he were to come back after 30 days since her last Re'iyas Dam, then she would require a bedika to establish her as tahora. Ho'il v'stam nashim chazya v'sof ona. Since most people, or your average woman, your normal woman, is going to see Dam at the end of an ona. Okay, so this is the context in which the Gemara raises what we call an ona beinonis, an ona of 30 days, that dam nashim would be presumed, or would presume to see dam 30 days from the last re'iyah. Now Rashi over here only references this in the context of a bedika. As Rashi says that in this situation, a woman must perform a bedika after 30 days from the previous re'iyah. There's no discussion here of any requirement of prisha. As we discussed in the past, a yom haves is relevant for two primary matters. Number one, the requirement of bedika. Number two, the requirement of prisha. So here Rashi only raises the issue of bedika, not the issue of prisha. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the Kudrus Achron at the beginning of the Siman, he goes through the Shitas HaRishonim. Here he makes his point that in Rashi you only see Onabeinonis as relevant for a bedika, not for Prisha. Rabbi Karp points out that this is Beferish in the Tosfos Chochmei Anglia here, which we have not quoted to date. The Tosfos Chochmei Anglia quotes Rashi and writes as follows. Perish Rashi, Aval Matzah La'achar Yemei Onasa Tzricha Bedika. that if the husband comes back after Yimei Anasa, after 30 days since the last Re'iyah, then the woman would be required to perform a Bedika to establish her as Tahora. The Chumra Gedola Hizu, and that is a Chumra to require Bedika. Yesh Lahachmir Gedivei Rashi Shetricha Livdok Im Shoa Yosim Ilam Yom. And one should be Machmir like Rashi to require Bedika, but there is no discussion of Prisha in this context. Okay. As the Alter Rebbe explains over there in the Kuntres Acharon, if you look in many Rishonim, there's no mention of Onan Veinonis at all. There's no mention of a requirement of that, neither for Bedika nor for Prisha, for an Onan Veinonis in the Rambam, in the Rif, in the Ravid. The men Rishonim do not quote such a halacha. And our psak in Shulchan Aruch, that we require not only Bedika, but Prisha as well, is based on the Rashba. The Rashba in Taurus Abayit, Tetzvav Amid Aleph, in the Aruch, Tetzvav Amid Aleph, in the Taurus Abayit, the Aruch, so the Rashba is the most explicit among the Rishonim, that requires Prisha, Samach Leves, or Biyom Haves, of an Onan Veinonis, and that's what we assume Lalacha, that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. So the range of Shitas Rishonim, you have the Ram, the Rif, the Ravid, that do not require any observance of an Onan Veinonis, even for a Ves, even if a woman does not have a Ves Kavua, there's no independent requirement of observing an Onan Veinonis. You have the Rashi, who indicates that Onan Veinonis is relevant for Bedika and after Prisha, and the Rashba, which is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that an Onan Veinonis is relevant not only for Bedika, but for Prisha as well. Okay, so how do you cheshbin an Onan Veinonis? What is the date on which a woman needs to be concerned about an Onan Veinonis? So that is a machlokas achronim, maybe a machlokas rishonim. The Rashba that we just mentioned on Tetzvav in the Taurus Abayis assumes, or what emerges from the Rashba, is that an Onan Veinonis is day 30 since the Re'iyah. So if a woman's Re'iyah is on the first day of the month, so then the Onan Veinonis is going to be observed on day 30. Okay, so the 30th day of Re'iyah, since the Re'iyah, is the Onan Veinonis according to the Rashba, and that is the position of the Beis Yosef. So independent of whether it's a Chodesh Mali, a Chodesh Chaser, whether the actual calendar date is her Re'iyah is on Aleph of the month, whether the calendar date is Lamed of the month, or Aleph of the next month, the 30th day since the Re'iyah is going to be the Onan Veinonis. So that is the Rashba's indication, that is how the Beis Yosef assumes, and that is how the Taz assumes in Sifkat and Yudalit, Taz, Sifkat and Yudalit. Now the Rashi that we just mentioned, the Rashi is mashma that the Onan Veinonis would be on day 31. What a Rashi, right? If the husband comes back, the Soch Yimei Anasa is Lamed Yom L'Re'iyah, so then there's no requirement for Bedika. Avala Asher Lamed, but if he comes back after day 30, so then you do require Bedika. So it sounds like the requirement of a Bedika for Onan Veinonis would be on day 31. So day 31 could be Aleph of the next month if the previous month was a Chodesh Male, or days of the next month if the previous month was a Chodesh Chaser, Yosef.
30 and 31 days, that means including both the day her
including the day of the Re'iyah. The day of Re'iyah is number one. So she had Re'iyah over here on Aleph of the previous month, so that is considered day one when you count days. And that's true by Aflagas in general, by Vestas in general, by Vestas. Right, when we calculate Vestas, generally speaking, the day of the Re'iyah is day one. both in terms of calculating a plaga and definitely in terms of a Vesta Chodesh. So according to the Mashmos of Rashi, and this is the position of the Chavasas, and Odebeinon is always going to be on day 31 since the Re'iyah. Okay, so that's that is the Chavasas and Sifkat and Yudbeis. Then the Shach position, the Shach and Sifkat and Lamed, Shach attempts to prove that a Oda Beinonis is always going to be the same day as the Vesta Chodesh. So then there's going to be a difference between a Chodesh Mali and a Chodesh Chaser. So if her initial Re'iyah was on Aleph of the first month, so then if the month is a Chodesh Chaser, so then her Vesta Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day since her Re'iyah. If it's a Chodesh Moed, so then the Vesta Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day since Re'iyah. Right? So Aleph of the next month is going to be the Vesta Chodesh. Whether that's day 30 or day 31, it depends on whether it's a Chodesh Moed or a Chodesh Chaser. According to the Shach, Oda Beinonis is always going to be the same as the Vest HaKodesh. Okay? So again, according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, an Oda Beinonis is always going to be on day 30. So that's going to coincide with the Vest HaKodesh if it's a Chodesh Chaser, but not if it's a Chodesh Male. Okay? According to the Chavasas, the Oda Beinonis is always going to be on day 31, which is going to coincide with the Vesta Chodesh on a Chodesh Male, but not a Chodesh Chaser. And according to the Shach, the Vesta Chodesh and the Oda Beinonis are always the same. So as emerges from the Shach, if the Vesta Chodesh and the Oda Beinonis are always the same, so you can somewhat better understand those Rishonim that make no mention of Oda Beinonis, because essentially an Oda Beinonis is no different than the Vesta Chodesh, even though there may be differences lahalacha, even according to the Shach, between an Oda Beinonis and a Vesta Chodesh. So for example, Rabbi Forth points this out, that the Sidrei Torah writes in Sifkat and Yudbeis, we treat a vest, an Oda Beinonis is essentially a vest kavua. So Oda Beinonis has certain chumras of a vest kavua. So by vest kavua, if a woman didn't perform a bedikah on a vest kavua, she's going to be a asur labayla until she performs a bedikah. That's true by an Oda Beinonis as well. If a woman didn't perform a bedikah on Oda Beinonis, even if she didn't see dam, she's going to be a Asur Labayel until she performs a Bedikah. Not true by a Vest HaChodesh. If it's a Vest HaChodesh She'eino Kavua, so then even if you're going to require, even if you're going to require Bedikah on a Vest She'eino Kavua, not performing that Bedikah is not going to Asur her Labayel. So even if the Oda Beinonis and Vest HaChodesh are always the same day, there are still potentially Nafkamina. An Oda Beinonis is going to require Bedikah Likuva to be Matur her Labayel, and a Vesta Chodesh will not. Or, for example, there are Achronim Uhol, the crazy place, for example, that an Oda Beinonis is always Cheshbin is 24 hours. So even if you're not Machmir for the Orzaru in general, and you're only Machmir in general, that a Vest is of concern for that Oda itself, according to some poskim, when it comes to an Oda Beinonis, we are Machmir for an entire 24-hour period. So that would be another Nafkamina between an Oda Beinonis and a Vesta Chodesh.
Yep. Oda Beinonis is automatically the Ikuva, and Chodesh is automatically not the Ikuva.
An Oda Beinonis, if you don't perform a Bedikah for an Oda Beinonis, so the woman remains a Sur Labayel until such time as you perform a Bedikah. If you have an Vesa Chodesh Eino Kavua,
it could be Tavua Eino Kavua Vesa, like you intended to preach.
So yeah, but so we're talking about Eino, right?
Why is so Vesa Chodesh could be either or Tavua Eino Kavua, but on abandonment?
On abandonment is only of concern, is only of concern if you don't have a Vesa Kavua.
Right.
If you have a Vesa Kavua, so you have to be concerned about your Vesa Kavua, be it a Vesa Chodesh or a Vesa Plava. If you don't have a Ves Kavua, so then you have to be concerned about an Onabeninus, because absence of Ves Kavua, our best guess about when you can expect to see Dam is the period of the Onabeninus.
And that's the Likuva then?
And then that Bidikuva would be Likuva.
And how could a woman have a, I mean, could the same woman have a Ves Chodesh Kavua and an Onabeninus, or no?
So if you have a Ves Kavua, so then we're not concerned about an Onabeninus. Onabeninus is only relevant if you don't have a Ves Kavua.
The same woman can't have both. She can't have, if she has an Onabeninus and a Ves
Kavua. Well, every woman in theory has an Onabeninus. That just means 30 days or 31 days. But you're only concerned about an Onabeninus if you don't have a Ves Kavua. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, so that's three positions here in Poskim as to whether an Onan Beinonis is always day 30, always day 31, or either one, depending on whether it's a Chodesh Mali or a Chodesh Chaser, could be the same as a Vesna Chodesh. So, strictly speaking, the Iker Adin Poskim assume that the Iker Onan Beinonis is day 30, and day 31 is L'chumah. Rabbi Willig has the following cheshbon that
day 31 in addition to day 30,
right. So Rabbi Willig has the following cheshbon, which is that Onabeninus, as we said, lahalacha is relevant both in terms of prisha, the din of prisha of the yom of es, the samach of es, and as far as the requirement of a bedikah. So, given that the source of the requirement of observing an Onabeninus is the Rashba, now the Rashba is the Rishon that is the source for the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. So, the Rashba is of the opinion, as we noted, that Onabeninus is on day 30 all the time. So, given that the Rashba is the source of this din, so then you have no choice but to be Poresh on day 30. Because the source of requiring Prisha for an Onabeninus is from the Rashba. That's the Rishon of record who requires Prisha for an Onabeninus. So the Rashba is the one who requires Prisha for an Onabeninus, and the Rashba holds that Onabeninus is on day 30, so you have no choice but to require Prisha on day 30. However, as far as the requirement of Bedikah is concerned, the Rashi, as we noted, writes that the requirement of bedikah is on day 31. So the bedikah could be performed, or perhaps optimally would be performed on day 31. So you know, hey, prisha on day 30, and not necessarily like the Ozer Rav, but whatever the ona of record is. So you'd be knowing Prisha on day 30. And then you'd perform a Bedikah on day 31. Unless you wanted to have Tashbish on the night of day 31, where the own of the own abandonedness was a daytime Ona. So then you could, in theory, perform a bedikah prior to Tashrish on the night of 31. But either way, where a woman passes an onabeninus, she would be a sirul abayil until a bedikah is performed. Although Rabbi Willig points out that it would be acceptable, you know, if a woman is expecting, she's holding on an onabeninus, she's expecting that she's going to see Dam the next day or two anyway, so if she's not going to have Tashmish anyway, so you're not mechuyev to perform a bedikah, you could just wait it out, and wait till the she'll be become a nida anyway. Okay. There is another discussion here in Poskim. Is a requirement of observing an onavdeinonis if a woman never has a haflaga that's less than, say, 31 days. And the reason for observing an onavdeinonis is that absent a ves kavua, we expect that the average woman is going to see dam after 30 days. So let's say a woman has already established that she'll never see dam in under 33 days, less than a 33-day interval. So there is a discussion in Poskim, although the Hakra is not that way. There is a suggestion that maybe under those circumstances a woman should not need to be choshish for an onavainanis. But the mice of the Poskim are machmer on this. Okay. Then at the phase, we have the basics of a vest haflaga, the machlokes abarum, but we've asked in order to establish a vest haflaga, a vest kavua, the haflaga, you have to have four re'ios. The haflaga is three intervals, but in order to have three intervals, you have to have four re'ios to establish those three intervals. In the Sif Gimel, there's this funny halacha of a vest l'shavos, based on a rite. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, im kav a vest l'shavos v'lo l'yamim, that if a woman establishes a vest l'shavos, eino choshashes el shaita bilvad. So she only has to be choshish during that hour. The vest hazo nekar v'sha'achas afilu bo v'dika. That vest can be uprooted with 1 hour, even without a v'dika. So what is this talking about? The source for this Divin HaMechaber is the Raivin of Bali Nefesh, Shar Vestos, Simon Aleph Os Yud, Simon Aleph Os Yud, and it's not really clear in the Raivin what the Raivin is talking about. If you look in the Hasagas of the Bala Mora there, in O Zion, the Bala Mora seems to have understood in the Raivin that this is a Chumrah. That if a woman always sees at 9 o'clock in the morning, whenever she has a re'asam, her re'asam is at 9 o'clock in the morning, then she has to always be choshesh for 9 o'clock in the morning every day. Even if she only sees at 9 o'clock in the morning every 20 days, she has to be choshesh for 9 o'clock in the morning every day. That's a fascinating suggestion. The Chavis Das here in Sifkatan Aleph assumes that we're talking about a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua. If a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, so whenever her yom havest is, she only has to be choshish for that hour, meaning a kula. That usually you'd assume that whatever the yom havest is, you have to be poresh that entire onam. And the rabbi is coming to tell you a kula, that if you have a vest in a kavua, but she always sees at 9 o'clock in the morning, then you only have to be poresh for that hour.
What day is she waiting on?
Either the last Chodesh or the last Haflaga. So that's how the Chavis Das understood this in. And if you look in the Badi Yashochan here in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, Badi Yashochan quotes from a Hafla who understood, no, it can't be that you'd only have to be Choshish for that hour. Obviously you have to be Choshish for the whole Ona. And what's the sin of the Raivid? He's talking about something else. That you could have a vest for a haflaga of hours. Meaning, let's say you see at intervals of 25 days times 24 hours, or whatever the, you could establish a hafloga of hours, and you'd have to be choshish for that hafloga of hours. That's how the hafloga apparently understood this did. Rabbi Shulchan thinks that there are really grounds to be nekel like the Chavis Vavs, so the practical effect of a Vavs Lashos is not really terribly relevant. If there is such a thing as a Vavs Lashos, is that based on Shos Marios or based on Shos Shavos? So Chavis Nish talks about that. Simon Pehei Osayin Dalin. Chavis Nish thinks that maybe he should be told in Shos Marios, but he's not sure. Again, I told you we try to highlight the more Lamaisa part, so I apologize if this doesn't fit into that category, but it's here. Sivav, we have more about Avesta Chodesh. The Shakir references the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. How do you calculate Avesta Chodesh? Avesta Chodesh is the calendrical day. So the woman sees on Aleph of one month, so then she has to be Koshesh Aleph the next month. If a woman sees Aleph consistently, 3 months after he has a Vav Kavua. We're not going to get in, if you look in the later Svarim, they talk about various permutations of Shilas as to how you could create a Vav Kavua. Is there such a thing as a Vav L'Rosh Chodesh? Meaning, let's say you see sometimes on day Aleph and sometimes on day Lamed. Could that constitute a Vav for Rosh Chodesh is? That's one discussion. Let's say you have Aleph Nisan, Lama Nisan, and Aleph Sivan. Does that create a Vav Kavua? We won't get into those details. But if you look in the Shakir in Sifat and Yogimel, he calls them a focus between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. Do we calculate a Vav Chodesh based on the Molad? Are based on Kiddush Levana. Devin establishes Levana with Kiddush Levana. It's not necessarily consistent with what the astronomical what the astronomical calculation should be. Atamafila Shogun, Atamafila Mutin. So you could in theory have a situation where Devin is going to be Kaveh Amon, which is not in a way that's not reflective of the astronomical reality. So when we cheshbin vestos, are we cheshbin based on the astronomical reality, or are we cheshbin based on the halakhic reality? That's my focus here between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. And the Shafas is like the Rashba, that we follow the halakhic reality, not the astronomical reality. We follow Kiddush HaKodesh, and we don't follow the Molad. So to the extent that we believe that the biology is dependent on the date, so that biology is affected by the Pesach Beis Din of Kiddush HaKodesh, independent of astronomical realities.
And we follow not the Molad, but the...
We follow Kiddush HaKodesh and not the Molad. The Rash begins the Rav. This theoretically may be relevant to another shaila that Achronim raised. The Badi Yashochan here leaves us with the Tzarachian. If a woman undergoes Geirus, so are we concerned about her vestos from prior to Geirus? Does a woman who's now Megayer have to be Choshesh for vestos that were established? Established or not established, kavua, ena kavua, from the time before she was Jewish. So that may be related to the question as to whether our calculation of vestos are solely a biological reality or a halakhic reality. So if a woman converts, so it could be whatever her biological reality prior to Geirus has no relevance to her status now as a Jew, and you wouldn't have to be concerned about those vestos, which is, I think, how we do generally assume, even though the Baal Yishochan leaves that as a tzarachiyah. Yeah?
So a woman has to start calculating this once she gets married, or like her whole life, and then just continues, like Vesta Chodesh, or Beth Hodesh. Because, like, when she gets married, does she calculate what happened the last 3 months?
Generally speaking, she would, yeah.
So it doesn't just start.
And according to the Rambam, as we started the year with, you have to calculate from the first time you ever see Dam, because your whole calculation of Ziva Nida is dependent on...
So for Beth, if she... Okay, because if it was for marriage, then obviously that wouldn't...
Okay. Okay, the next subtopic I want to discuss, I think we'll leave for tomorrow because I'm not going to finish it now. That is whether what is the status of a haflaga aruka, and is a haflaga kitsara oker a haflaga aruka, which emerges from the Ramah here in Sefer Gimel. So let's stop here for today, and tomorrow I will let you know. I'm not sure yet.